You know, that's one of the things we kind of love about her. You know, she's kind of quirky, but we've talked about this. She told me a while back that if she hadn't gone through that experience in the mental hospital over there, it never would have happened. You see, but God was there working His will. And He, far from being an experience that cost her faith, she gained faith. She grew in faith. You see, because she discovered that in her weakness, God's grace was perfected. And as I said earlier, many of us never get there because we simply never give God the opportunity to be God. We're too busy being God ourselves. So maybe your life, you know, I don't know what, I can't speak for you, but maybe, you know, maybe it's time for one or more of you to, you know, get outside the comfort circle in some way that only you will know. But that might be the anecdote for, you know, whatever ails you in your Christian life. There's no end to need, and there's no end to people that need to hear about Jesus. So, you know, there's two elements to the job description that are always in place. They never go away, you know. We can all do that, right? All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Let's close with the Lord's Prayer.
One question.
Yeah.
It says in the Bible, I think, that wages of sin is death.
That's right.
And if we didn't sin, would we live forever?
Yeah. Sure. I think that's what the Enoch and the Elijah and Elisha stories are probably there to give some indication of. They didn't die. They were taken up into heaven. And one way of looking at those stories is to say that the way God had originally perhaps intended life to be here was that after a certain period of time, we would simply be transported somewhere else. And then after some period of time, somewhere else. And then it's a big universe. And we would just, you know, keep going. I mean, that God made a big universe, maybe many universes, it goes on eternally. And one scenario would be that He wants us to enjoy it as much as He does, and so we just have this eternal existence where we spend maybe a couple million years on one planet, and that's probably too long. And then when we're ready to go somewhere else, we're translated, is the word that the Bible uses, somewhere else. Yeah. Sin is death is the price of sin. God is not going to let anybody get out of here alive. And that's why I think the space program, for example, is, with all of its benefits to humanity, it's also an extreme hubris on the part of humanity to actually think that it can, you know, it can escape this world, you know. And if we go out and colonize some planet by some, if, you know, the world lasts another 1,000 years and science progresses and they wind up colonizing, you know, what do you think that place is going to look like? It's going to look like this. You know, same problems, same people. So that's why the Bible talks about a new heaven and a new earth. You see? Yeah, I hope it's a new heaven and a new earth. I can't imagine coming back to this place again. Okay? Right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, everyone. Glad you were here.